All right, let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest, Elliot Sherparks. We're all trying to figure out what is going on with Jalen Hurts. Elliot is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How you guys doing?
I mean, psyched, super, thrilled, excited, and ready to rock. But so, Elliot, let's just start with Jalen in the knee because it's where we just were.
Yeah.
What did you see from him after the game in private moments as he's walking? And what do you think the deal is? I mean, do you think it's an MCL sprain? I'm going to ask you 10 questions at once. When are we going to know what it is? Yeah. Is he going to practice tomorrow? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, so after the game, I didn't notice a limp or anything like that. He didn't have, like, you know, crutches or a knee brace or anything. So there wasn't anything after the game that I thought was alarming.
That's great.
I do think with this type of injury, it's probably something even they won't know the full extent of or how he feels until it is a day or two later. In my experience, what players say after the game is very rarely kind of how they feel 2 days later. Every player thinks they're fine after the game. It's a day or two later where they sleep on it and all that, and then you see how they feel. That all being said, I would expect Jalen to be out there on Wednesday practicing, and I would expect Jalen to play on Sunday. It's just a matter of, is he 100%? What can he do? What can he do? You know, God forbid, does he re-aggravate it during the game? So it's definitely something to think about, but I don't think it's something that'll keep him out of the game.
And what about Quinyon's shoulder?
Yeah.
We've heard positive things that he sounds confident that he can get out there, but what have you heard?
Yeah, again, like players in the locker room after always think they're going to be fine. I think back to Michael Kendricks a bunch of years ago telling me, yeah, I'll play next Sunday, and he was out 2 months. So, like, they just don't always know. I think with Quinyon, because I believe it's not like a muscle-type injury, maybe they would have a more clear indication of how he feels. Wednesday, again, a key day for all these guys, or really I should say Thursday. It feels like Wednesday they've been giving some guys off, giving guys rest. Thursday's been the day where everyone's been out there. So I would think Quinyon has a good chance to play. I thought Isaiah Rodgers was pretty good, not to say that he's Quinyon. Quinyon's been outstanding. But I think if Isaiah Rodgers has a full week to practice, that he could be, you know, a clearly an above-average player on Sunday.
I'm glad you think that. Elliot Sherparks with us right now. Elliot, what was the mood in the locker room like after the game with that big win?
It was definitely celebratory. I mean, I think whenever you win a game like that in the snow, you know, to kind of, obviously for all of us, that roller coaster when they had the ball at the 13 was not a fun few minutes, but to go through that together as a team and come out on the other side, like that was an all-time type moment. And as much as we've all had these playoff moments like 2017, 2022, this is a new group of players. It's not even the same group of players as last year. So that Packers game the week before, as much as it was close score-wise, it felt like they were always in control. This past Sunday, I think for this group, felt like the first time where it really could have slipped away, and they held on and they won it, and I think it made them tighter as a group.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Elliot, let's talk about the upcoming game as it relates to our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, Elliot, no one on the show here is with me, so I'm going to see if you are. Who should be the Eagles kicker versus Washington, Jake Elliott or the best available free agent kicker? Needless to say, I'm ready to move on. Love Jake. I'm just ready to move on for the next two games. Stash Jake for next year. Theoretically, even stash him for the Super Bowl if the kicker you bring in fails in the NFC Championship game and you win. But I just can't. I don't need another Craig Kimbrell situation. We all saw a good Kimbrell become a bad Kimbrell. And the Phillies over-rely on him in the playoffs, and it cost them a season. I don't want to see that mistake again. Who would you have as the kicker?
So I respect you sticking to this bad take week after week. But
he misses kicks every week.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They're not going to replace him. They're not going to replace him before the Super Bowl. Could he end up missing a kick in next week or the Super Bowl? Of course he
That could cost them the season.
You're right.
Okay.
He will be the one kicking. I promise you that. So while I think your concern has proven to be fair, he missed two extra points last week. If he makes those two extra points, they're driving for the tie and not driving to end the Eagles season. So I do think your concern's fair. But I also think that he has made some clutch field goals as well.
Yes, like, that's right. That's right.
He made one in the fourth quarter. So I get your point. I get your concern. I think Craig Kimbrell is like an awesome analogy for this. But it's just a problem that they're not – like they're just going to have to cross their fingers and hope. I also think you've seen them – somewhat coach a little differently around Jake Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like punting inside the 50, going for it on fourth and four. Like, there have been times, I think, where you, in the past maybe they would have kicked it. But it is going to be Jake Elliott kicking.
I'm told that Washington's run defense has gotten better now in these last couple games in the postseason. But the Commanders had the third worst run defense in the NFL during the regular season. And I saw that, it's 302 yards they've given up over two games. Granted, one of those, there was a Jameson Williams, I think there was a long run.
Yeah, 61-yarder.
That kind of skews things. How much better is their run defense? How much should the Eagles be concerned?
They've definitely improved. I mean, they got Jonathan Allen back, who's been playing better. And I think a lot like the Rams last week, they've improved. I would just say that you could tell me the Eagles are going to face a run defense next week that hasn't given up a single yard rushing all year, and I would still have confidence that this rushing attack could put up 150 yards on them. I mean, we're talking about one of the best rushing attacks we've ever seen. So they are playing better, and I think in that first matchup all the way back in week 11 that the Washington actually did some good things in trying to slow down Saquon, but I just think the way this offensive line is blocking and the way Saquon is running, like, I will gladly face a team that's better against the run and worse against the pass, because I know the Eagles can run on anybody that's across from them.
Hmm. Elliot, do you think the coaching staff is frustrated Jalen keeps holding the ball? I mean, they keep publicly taking his back, as they should. But privately, don't you think it drives them nuts?
Of course. Absolutely. I think it drives the offensive linemen nuts. I think it drives the receivers nuts. It's just he has been holding onto the ball too long. Now, I do think some of the sacks from the past game, like rewatching all of them yesterday, they're not all his fault.
Agreed.
Like, there are times where he's at the top of his drop and someone's already in his face, or he's at the top of his drop, no one's open. So things like that are happening, but it's his job to make sure that he gets rid of the ball and he's not sacked. I thought the safety was a perfect example of where maybe it's not fully his fault. Like, the guy on the Rams made a great play. He got to Jalen. But ultimately, Jalen, he's in his fifth year now. Like, he has to be able to not take a safety there when the ball is snapped from the 8-yard line. So I think there's definitely frustration with how he holds onto the ball. I just think in general there's frustration with how the passing game is going, and Jalen is the root problem of that. But, yes, I mean, for sure, like, there is frustration, and he has to be better this Sunday.
Yeah. Elliot, last thing I got here, Brandon Graham. So we had him in studio about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, coy on whether he'll play or not, and I totally get it, totally respect it. And it seems like more like a Super Bowl possibility than a this week possibility. But just from what you hear, how real is the possibility that he could get back out there this season?
So I think it's real that he could play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's, you know, almost 3 weeks away from now, because they had to have that full week in between, which could end up being big. It's not a lower body injury. It's, you know, in theory, he could retire at the end of the year. It's the off season, regardless, even if he doesn't retire. I just can't imagine a world where he doesn't want to try to suit up for that game. Having done the Brandon Graham show with him the last few weeks, like, you just sense and feel that he is working for that goal. I don't think it's a goal that will be, you know, he won't get. I think the team will let him play. So I think he could be out there for sure. I think it's a real possibility.
I'll say this, though. You have to trust that he's got the power to be effective. You know, you can't just put someone out there because he wants to play. I mean,
they wouldn't put him out there.
I agree.
Yeah, I think
he's ineffective.
Only play three or four snaps. I'd be surprised if he gets out there in any real. I mean, look, to be honest, you could just make Bryce Huffman active at this point.
I mean,
he didn't play at all, did he, Elliot?
Elliot has zero snaps.
One snap in the playoffs, so it's not. I mean, you could easily replace him. Give
all right, Elliot.
Of course.
Idea. Here we go. You ready? Bryce Huff inactive. Two kickers for this game.
There you go. Whatever makes you happy.
That's such a joke. You know what? We cannot waste a spot on an extra kicker.
I'm just telling you. One guy for short field goals, one guy for long field goals.
You mean an extra point kicker? Just bring in an extra point specialist?
One guy for extra points.
Or we could just, like, take a penalty, and then, you know, the kicks will be longer.
Maybe all right.
That'll psych them out.
I know. Elliot, stay with pal. We got Nick Sirianni coming up in 5 minutes. Thanks, Elliot.
Time to get a text.